Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, campers. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and hot Thursday alohas as we get underway with the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mac Show. We call it the bonus hour. We do the same thing and we did in the previous three. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. If you prefer to send me a text message, just use the CSRP, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And email is back up and functioning again. My email address, as always, bob@1063word.com. In on the text line, Bobby, what did I miss? What is all this with cannibalism? Well, it was apparently, at the very least, it was a severe error in judgment on my part in even bringing this topic up in the first place. But I thought, well, hey, you know, we all know these climate change lunatics are at the edge of the fringe. And so when I saw this story, Swedish climate change scientist, a real zealot, is now suggesting that one way to combat climate change would be cannibalism. Because, of course, we wouldn't have to have as many cows, and we know that all the flatulence emitted from the clouds, from the cows, is poisoning the atmosphere. And went, oh, God. And so it's one of those topics that, as we say in the business, has kind of gone viral, which is another way of saying it's pretty much out of control, and
all Bob's fault.
Yeah, just
Bob's fault. It's all your fault.
It's Bob's fault. He, you know, but I thought, well, I thought wrong. Apparently,
you see what you get for thinking, right?
That's right. That's thinking gets you in trouble every time. Bobby Mac, isn't it interesting that the Soylent Corporate Atlas was dated 2019? And the movie Soylent Green? Now, that's creepy. Do I need to get my tinfoil hat now? No. No, once again, you know, life imitates art. Bob, cannibalism? Who's eating you? Hey, Bobby, we'll be serving finger food for snacks tonight. Yeah, real fingers. Bobby, this gives a whole new meaning to the expression, hey, can you give me a hand? Ay, ay, ay. Bobby puts a whole new twist on neighborhood barbecue.
To work hard to save face.
Yeah, I know. Save face.
Hey, Bob, can I have a bag of those Doritos?
How about some Fritos?
I'm telling you, I am. I'm going to live to regret today. In fact, I'm already there. I'm already. I mean,
use a little more elbow grease.
Oh, geez. Let me give you a hand with that topic, Bob.
Man, put you back into it.
Yeah. We'll keep an eye out for stories like this. see, I never should have pursued this.
You stepped in this one.
Yeah, I did. Feet first.
That gives a new meaning to put your foot in your mouth.
Yeah. Oh, just head out.
Or put somebody else's foot in your mouth.
Tastes like chicken.
Soylent Green is people. Yeah, this was a severe error. Mark today down on the calendar, Money Penny, because And next time I stumble across a cannibalism story, I should just pass on that bad boy. Bobby, you should try playing Jenga. I bet you would be awesome at it. That's the one that's pick up sticks and Lincoln Logs, like, right? Yeah, okay. Bobby, catching Murphy, getting on your nerves, huh? What about 6 months of golf season in full swing, four times an hour, 24 times a day? Bobby Mack, Channel 4, also confirming today a record high temperature by 197 degrees. What else do we have in here that I need to catch up with? There we go. Nope, already done that. Yeah, actually, I think I am pretty much caught up on the text line, except there's 20 new messages awaiting me. Better keep an eye out, Bob. Hey, Bob, there's a hair in my food. Bobby, you're not having an old friend for lunch, are you? Yeah, with a nice Chianti. Bob, you're never going to live this topic down. In fact, it may cost you an arm and a leg. Bobby, your foot doctor here. Make sure you try some toe jam on your toes. Oh, hoof and mouth disease. Ay, ay, ay. Toasty toes. Boy, you guys can be a pain in the neck. Or buttocks, if you will. Bob brings new meaning to take a knee. No. Hey, Bob, how about a hand and cheese on rye? A hand and cheese on rye. I got it. Bobby, don't forget, Sunday it's rump roast. Oh, mercy. Hey, Bob, keep your ears open. Bobby, I think Tara was talking about cannibalism a couple of days ago. Can things get any worse? I doubt it. I don't think so. I think we have we've maxed it out. No, we haven't. I hope we have. Before we go to the break, you remember I was talking the other day about the Chinese woman that was trespassing at Mar-a-Lago, the president's place down in Florida. She has been convicted now, found guilty. The Chinese woman accused of trespassing at President Trump's Florida resort and lying to federal agents about why she was there was convicted on both counts yesterday in a case that could eventually have national security implications. Federal prosecutors argued Yujing Zhang, 33, was a calculated liar who proceeded with her plan to access Mar-a-Lago despite being told an event she planned to attend had been canceled and she could not go on the property without prior permission. They filed classified information under seal in this case at least twice and said Monday evening they would do so a third time, indicating a national security investigation into Ms. Zhang. She was not a wandering tourist who got into this place by mistake, said Assistant U.S. Attorney Michael Sherwin. Zhang, who represented herself, despite numerous pleas from U.S. District Court Judge Roy Altman to use a public defender, often stalled court proceedings with her lack of knowledge about the American criminal justice system and questions about why the trial was even taking place. So she's off to the Gray Bar Hotel. Quarter after six, and probably was a spook for the Chi-Coms. Quarter after six here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. When we come back, the president's immigration crackdown really starting to gain traction, especially with the latest Supreme Court ruling. We'll talk about that and more on the other side. It's the bonus hour here on the Bobby Mack Show on a record-breaking hot Thursday.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 621, the record-breaking temperature, 97 our high today. In on the text line, Bob, record high temperature today. Clear evidence Congress is back in session and more hot air in the atmosphere. Bobby, great to have you back. Thank you. Great to be back. Pass this on to Miss Annie, please. Highway 246 at Old Lawrence Road down here near Greenwood shut down. Something bad has happened. Anyway, the road there is closed. That's 246 at Old Lawrence Road down there near Greenwood. Okay. Story today from Washington. With a little help from the Supreme Court and Mexico, President Donald Trump's fitful crackdown on immigration is finally gaining traction. No thanks to the Democrats, no thanks to the activist federal district court judges appointed by Obama. Trump has spent his entire presidency promising to stop illegal immigration, shut out asylum seekers, and wall off the Mexican border. His far-reaching policy sparked an avalanche of court challenges, complaints from human rights organizations, and derision from opposition Democrats ahead of next year's election. Undeterred, the president has hammered away, making construction of a U.S.-Mexico border wall one of his presidency's centerpieces and a key part of his 2020 reelection platform. The Supreme Court has now ruled that the president could enact severe restrictions on asylum seekers. This is the news story referring to him as severe. The ruling requires would-be refugees to ask for asylum in the first country they visit, and only then, if they are rejected, can they attempt to apply in the U.S. The ruling, which has temporary effect while challenges play out in lower courts, shuts out large numbers of people fleeing violence and poverty in central Mexico. They'll now have to apply for asylum in Mexico rather than head directly to the United States. Trump's opponents, as well as dissenting Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, say the charge upends decades of tradition in which the U.S., itself founded by waves of often poor immigrants, has welcomed refugees. We still welcome refugees who come here legally. But the president, who argues that economic migrants abuse the system with fraudulent asylum claims, went on Twitter to herald the big United States Supreme Court win for the border on asylum. The southern border is becoming very strong despite the obstruction by Democrats, he tweeted. And that's far from all. In July, the Supreme Court backed the president's move to divert billions of dollars in Pentagon funds to pay for extending or rebuilding stretches of wall on the Mexico border, which allows him to circumvent fierce resistance to funding in a divided Congress. Yeah, from Democrats who cannot wait to try and get as many illegals in the country as they possibly can to be potential future voters. So that's good news for the president on that front. Meantime, another story you are not going to hear on the Alphabet Network's evening news, or if you do, it will certainly be tilted given a different perspective. In a recent preliminary hearing in the court case against the Center for Medical Progress, a Planned Parenthood official admitted to harvesting aborted fetal parts, that would be parts of babies, for the purpose of selling them to human tissue procurement companies. Sandra Merritt and David Daladine are currently defending themselves against 15 felony charges after their series of undercover videos exposed the abortion provider's unethical trade in baby body parts. As Liberty Counsel, which is defending them, has pointed out, Merritt and Daladine are the first undercover journalist to be criminally prosecuted in California history, indicating the charges may have been politically motivated. May have been. You think? The felony charges against the Center for Medical Progress have been pursued by pro-choice politicians such as former California Attorney General Kamala Harris and current State Attorney General Javier Becerra. Harris has received huge campaign donations from the abortion industry in the past, including more than $81,000 from Planned Parenthood and other abortion advocacy groups. As California's Attorney General, Harris chose not to investigate the illegal activities of Planned Parenthood. Instead, she had her office search Daladine's home to seize his laptop and the hard drives that contained video footage of his investigation. Daladine's representation, the Thomas More Society, filed a motion to void the warrant that led to the search and seizure of Mr. Daladine's property. The motion discloses evidence of Kamala Harris's efforts to protect Planned Parenthood. Quote, the timeline of the Attorney General's investigation, as reflected in internal email communication released between the Attorney General and Planned Parenthood, shows an investigation conducted and overseen by Planned Parenthood and allied activist groups as the basis for a sham search warrant. The special investigative team tasked with preparing and serving a search warrant on Mr. Daladine's home apparently did not believe that the search warrant was accurate or based on probable cause. With the revealing testimony of several abortion industry workers, such as Melissa Fowler, the VP of the National Abortion Federation, it seems the gruesome practices of the abortion industry will finally be forced into the open. Fowler appeared in a recording that Merritt and Daladine obtained at a NAF conference. Although she claimed in her testimony she did not know what a fetal tissue procurement agency was, Fowler easily identified Stem Express as a repeat NAF vendor. In their summary of the first day of the trial, the Center for Medical Progress also noted that NAF exhibitor rules and regulations did not prohibit video recording at the time the undercover videos were filmed. With a preliminary hearing expected to last until September 17th, Merritt and Daladine will continue to defend themselves by pointing to the clear conflict of interest between the abortion industry and the California Attorney General's office. Well, on the one hand, Kamala Harris is taking $81,000 in campaign contributions from Planned Parenthood, and with the other hand, is prosecuting people who reveal what Planned Parenthood has been up to in selling fetal tissue or parts of babies. Pretty disgusting. 6:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie's ready to go in the news center, and I'm right back on the other side here on a record-breaking hot Thursday on WORD.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. We're in the last half of the bonus hour here on a record hot Thursday, 6:36 now, 24 before 7. In on the text line, Bobby, if you want to watch the Panthers game tonight, you can download the Yahoo Sports app and watch it on your phone. Love your show, John from Ruffton. Thank you, John. Appreciate that. Good to have you along. Another texter said, Bobby, hi. There was one right way to the cultural approach to starting relationships between men and women. Many young people are not on the right track. The ones that are on the right track, I think, are in homes where they were imbued with the right ideas. And I don't just mean right on the right. I mean correct ideas. There's a guy who writes at the American Thinker. His name is Lloyd Marcus. He refers to himself as the unhyphenated American. And he wrote a column back in July that I hung on to for a while because I wanted to share it with you, called The Growing Danger of Misinformed Millennials. Here's an excerpt from an email from a misinformed white millennial. Mr. Marcus, as a black man, if you don't agree in part with Mr. Kaepernick, I feel bad for you. I am white and feel that the issues facing the black community in the U.S. from the police, legal elements, property, education are skewed and need to be rectified. I'm concerned that someone with your pulpit isn't out there helping out. Lloyd Marcus writes, I usually receive emails from progressives who call me an Uncle Tom, stupid N-word, for loving my country and not viewing myself as a victim. This well-intentioned young emailer is infected with anti-Americanism via public education and casual contact with Democrats, Hollywood, social media, and fake news media. He's a prime candidate for recruitment into a terrorist hate group like Antifa. Everything he thinks he knows is wrong. For example, blacks are not persecuted by police. Research data confirms that police are the greatest defenders of black lives. A Harvard study, and Harvard's not exactly a bastion of conservatism, a Harvard study said there is zero evidence of police racial bias. The greatest threat to black lives are black criminals. Haters of America and Trump had a cowl, accusing Trump of racism for daring to tweet the ugly truth about Baltimore, which is a hellhole of crime and record black-on-black homicides. I praise God for our president's courage. Trump is making Democrats accountable for the pain, suffering, and lawlessness in cities they have controlled for decades. I say, right on, Brother Trump, right on. My young emailer believes education is skewed against blacks. The opposite, in fact, is true. K through 8 white students are outrageously taught they were born racist and should feel guilty for their white privilege. The fact that blacks drop out of school in epidemic numbers has nothing to do with white America. It has everything to do with fatherless households and an abandonment of biblical morality. Because millennials have a different news feed than us older folks, my young emailer is probably clueless about numerous important cultural and political issues. I suspect he does not know San Francisco is so overrun with homeless people, leaving piles of human excrement on the streets, that maps are provided to help tourists avoid them. Dangerous diseases are resurfacing. He probably supports Planned Parenthood, not knowing that it was founded by a racist, largely for the purpose of exterminating blacks. My emailer doesn't know Planned Parenthood was caught selling dead baby body parts for profit. He does not know a majority of Planned Parenthood chop shops are located in black neighborhoods. He's probably pro-choice, not knowing that Democrats seek to extend a woman's choice to murder her baby even after the child is born. filling the minds of our young people with lies and hatred for our country, traditions, institutions, Trump, conservatives, and Republicans has gotten dangerously out of hand. The viral videos of angry mobs boldly attacking police with impunity places the lives of all Americans at risk. If anarchists can get away with assaulting police, it's only a matter of time before a MAGA cap wearer is killed. A while ago, radical homosexuals disrespectfully entered a Catholic church and wreaked havoc. The next step will be assassinating preachers in the pulpit for daring to preach the Bible. A frighteningly high number of college students believe they have the high moral ground to physically beat up people for speaking conservatism. Anti-American progressives' tactics of hijacking the hearts and minds of youth is not new. Hitler dehumanized Jews in the minds of Germany's youths. Police and Trump supporters have been dehumanized in the minds of far too many millennials. Progressives' domination of public education has successfully created a generation clueless to the evils of socialism. An alarming 49% of millennials favor socialism over capitalism. Youths do not know socialism has failed everywhere it's been tried. Socialism always leads to wealthy dictators living high on the hog while the people barely survive on crumbs. Socialism kills the incentive to strive for excellence. It spreads mediocrity equally. A professor gave a great example of the unfairness of socialism. You're an A student, a classmate is an F student, so the teacher gives both of you a C. That's socialism. A few years ago, the waiter of Mary's and my wedding anniversary dinner was outstanding, and I tipped him generously. Rather than rewarding him for his hard work and professionalism, socialism would force him to put his tips into a jar to be distributed between waiters who don't care, take long smoke breaks, and keep their heads buried in their iPhone. In a nutshell, socialism punishes achievers to benefit irresponsible non-achievers. As Margaret Thatcher said, the problem with socialism is you eventually run out of other people's money. I bet my young emailer does not know progressives always promote their radical initiatives as the polar opposite of what they truly are. When progressives say free health care for all, they really mean outrageously expensive and rationed health care. Progressive bureaucrats will dictate behavior and decide who lives or dies. A caller on Rush Limbaugh's radio show said he pays $3,000 a month for Obamacare and his deductible is $12,000. Bottom line, folks, we must stop allowing progressives to own the hearts and minds of our youth. Speak up. Silence in the face of evil is itself evil. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. I replied to my young millennial's email because he was not rude and hateful. He just might be teachable. This is how we take back our country, folks, sometimes transforming one heart and mind at a time. It's a great piece by Lloyd Marcus. He describes himself as the unhyphenated American, and he is black. 7:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. When we come back on the other side, today's edition of Boneheads in the News. All right. 6:49, 7:11 here on the Bobby Mac Show on this Thursday evening. Great to have you along. And in the closing minutes, time for today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Yes, here we go with Boneheads for today. Well, the United States Patent and Trademark Office has rejected LeBron James' request to trademark Taco Tuesday and Ohio State University's request to trademark the LeBron failing in his bid. The review determined the phrase was a commonplace message and can't be protected as a trademark. Meanwhile, the Ohio State University was denied a trademark on the V. In their case, OSU might have been able to secure it, but their timing was bad. For one, the fashion label Marc Jacobs had just filed an application for the before Ohio State made its filing. And even if there was a chance that they might have had a shot at it, they'd have to share the trademark. So they can say it, but they can't trademark it. Psychic from Florida managed to get $1.6 million out of a woman over the course of 7 years when she convinced the woman there was a curse on her and she could lift it. Sherry Uwanowicz from Miami, back in 2007 when she was just 17 years old working as a psychic, met a woman at a mall in Houston, convinced her there was a curse on her and her family, and only she could remove it. The woman wound up spending $1.6 million over the course of 7 years to have the curse removed. Finally, 2014, Sherry apparently had a crisis of conscience and admitted it was all a scam. And at that point, she was taken to court. Well, look at it this way. She did remove her of the curse of having $1.6 million. A guy and his girlfriend arrested after they decided it was a good idea for him to ride around town on the roof of their car, including down the highway. He says they were just celebrating, having their own little parade, and didn't put anybody else's life in danger, so he doesn't understand why they got in trouble.
The people in the community, it didn't bother them. They were just like, wow, taking pictures. It just made their day. I was having fun, enjoying a joyful day. It was a birthday party and a celebration. We celebrating a great new job offer. I was riding in the parade, my own little parade. I shouldn't have been charged for riding on top of the car because they don't charge people when they're having parades.
Okay. Of course, you do have to get a permit when you have a parade. I wonder what great new job he is going to. Something that requires good judgment, I'm sure. Now, this happened in 2016, but the video and audio is just out. This is a warning. Look, you want to get near the edge of a waterfall? Don't get too close. Woman slipped and fell down a 50-foot waterfall in Hawaii and survived. 10 broken ribs and a collapsed lung. She took a brutal fall, and as you'll hear, she's in quite a bit of pain here. She's right on the edge.
Whoa.
Hang on just a second here. Wait a minute. Let me start that. Wait a second. Hang on. Let me start this from the beginning where she's right at the edge. Oh, my. Look at that view.
Whoa.
Whoa is right. Let that serve as a warning to you about getting too near the edge. A lot of people do that in the mountains around here, too, and never ends well. Meantime, cops at Yellowstone Park have a new system for scaring off the bison, the buffaloes, that wander out onto roads and block traffic. What's their new system? Simple. They just crank up some AC/DC. That's a new official policy for the police at Yellowstone Park. Bison get in the road, buffaloes blocking the traffic. They just crank up a little AC/DC, Hell's Bells, and let it rip. And even the buffalo can't take much of that. New survey asked people to name the top upgrades they'd make to their body if they were a cyborg. $6 million man, all that. The top picks, perfect eyesight, the power to heal quickly like Wolverine, a flawless memory, and improved attractiveness, all made the list. Yep, like I said, $6 million man, right? $6 million man, right?
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster.
There you go. Okay. Who knows? Modern medical science and all that. That's it. That's today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
And to wrap things up for this evening, thanks so much. A record-breaking day temperature-wise, as I'm sure you have probably heard reported earlier. We made it all the way up to 97. Better news is on the way in the extended forecast. By this time next week, maybe even a little bit sooner, we'll be back to a more near normal temperatures, which would be mid-80s for this time of year. Thanks so much for being along today, as always. Greatly appreciate it. We will wrap up the work week tomorrow, of course, with the Friday free-for-all, where you can discuss anything on your mind when we have the All-Skate. And stay tuned next for the great one, Mark Levin, from the Underground Command Post. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Unfortunately, I believe we're out of time.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter,
every time we say goodbye,
goodbye.
You say goodbye.
What?
And I say hello.
Hello. I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
I hope you enjoyed the show.
Goodbye.
Concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.